In the UK, a discernible shift in attitudes emulated developments in America. A number of articles in the British press in the early 1970s were highly critical of aversion therapy on humanitarian grounds. The tide had shifted decidedly, and with the influence of the gay liberation movement in the UK during the 1970s, aversion therapy petered out in the mid to late 1970s. It's important to note, however, that while these treatments did peter out in the UK, the World Health Organization took a further 17 years before it mirrored the American Psychiatric Association's decision to remove homosexuality from its diagnostic manual. Nevertheless, on the 17th of May 1990, the General Assembly of the World Health Organization decided to remove homosexuality from their list of mental disorders. The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association argued that this action served to end more than a century of medical homophobia and constitutes a historic date and a powerful symbol for members of the LGBT community. Therefore, on the 17th of May every year, this decision is remembered when the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia is celebrated.